Treasure Island Oldies.
And now from Treasure Island Oldies, it's this week's rock and roll news. In 2002, a Detroit housing project named streets after Aretha Franklin and seven Motown stars. In 1961, Bob Dylan made his New York City debut performing at Gertie's Folk City in Greenwich Village. In 1997, Paul McCartney gave a 20-minute concert from the roof of a building that he owns in London, England. Elvis Presley's Follow That Dream movie premiered this week in Ocala, Florida, where it was filmed, and it opened nationally 6 weeks later. Big Brother and the Holding Company made their national TV debut on the show Hollywood Palace this week in 1968. The Hollywood Rock Walk inducted Jan and Dean, the Ventures, the Shantays, and the Safaris this week in 1996. Big Joe Turner's Shake, Rattle, and Roll was released this week in 1954. The Beatles were named the Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards this week in 1965. And speaking of the Beatles, they met the Rolling Stones for the first time after a Stones concert in Richmond, England in 1963. Bobby Helms auditioned for and signed with Decca Records this week in 1956. The Broadway musical, inspired by the drafting of Elvis Presley, Bye Bye Birdie, opened this week in 1960. The final episode of Where the Action Is aired this week in 1967. The Buffalo Springfield performed for the very first time, and they opened for the Birds in San Bernardino, California in 1966. The Dick Clark movie, Because They're Young, opened in 60. The very first Hollies concert happened in New York City at the Paramount Theater in 1965. And the first Queen concert in the United States happened at St. Regis College in Denver, Colorado in 1974. In 1957, 77 Sunset Strip with Ed Burns debuted as an episode of the TV series Conflict. The first Rolling Stones album was released in Britain this week in 1964. Interestingly, also in 1964, Washington's FBI lab reports that it could not determine the lyrics to Louie Louie. All they had to do was go to the publisher and get the lyrics. Oh, well, the very first solo concert by the band happened in San Francisco in 1969. Them with Van Morrison made their first concert appearance at Belfast's Maritime Hotel this week in 1964. The first solo album by Paul McCartney, simply titled McCartney, was released this week in 1970. Cliff Richard starred in the Dick Clark-produced stage musical Time that also featured Dionne Warwick, Leo Sayer, and Freddie Mercury from Queen. Sonny Bono was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California this week in 1988. Polish police used tear gas to control a riot at a Rolling Stones concert in 1967. Jack Jones received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989. The Elvis Presley Shelley Fabre movie Girl Happy opened this week in 1965. And in 2009, George Harrison received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In the studio this week, Frank Sinatra recorded Strangers in the Night in 66. Nat King Cole recorded Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer in 63. In 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded Rock Around the Clock, even though he showed up 2 hours late when the ferry he was taking to get to the studio was caught on a sandbar. And it all happened in 1954. Ronnie Hawkins recorded 40 Days in 59. The Beatles recorded Paperback Writer in 1966. Aretha Franklin cut Think in 68. Dean Martin recorded Everybody Loves Somebody this week in 64. And Ricky Nelson cut Poor Little Fool in 1958. Now, birthdays for you. The composer of Louie Louie, Richard Berry, born this week, 1935. David Cassidy, born in 1950. Ned Miller, born in 25. John Kay from Steppenwolf is 77. Tiny Tim, born Herbert Carey in 1930. Billy Vaughn, born in 1919. Al Green is 75 this week. Bill Conti, 79. Dave Edmonds, 77. Roy Clark, born in 1933. Bob Blumen, born in 37. Dusty Springfield having a birthday this week. She's born in 1939. Bobby Vinton is turning 86. Roy Hamilton, born in 1929. Henry Mancini, 1924. Jerry Rafferty from Steeler's Wheel, born in 47. Ed Townsend in 1929. Ted Bellis is turning 85, Bobby Curtola, born in 43, and the producer of the TV series Rock Concert, who also brought us the Monkees and many other pop acts, Don Kirshner, born this week, 1934. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 11th. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.